mim.
Happy holiday.
Thank you.
We'll be starting as soon as somebody else arrives in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
I did perform the since I was up all night, my mind isn't working so well.
Did you get my message that I need the Sadiq scanning page?
Hannah Esther.
Hello, Hannah Esther.
How are you?
Baruch Hashem. Connie, I did get the message, but I probably didn't answer it because there is no Sadiq scanning page. But if you go on the right of any of my pages, and underneath the two pictures, you'll find a link that says Hilula/Yartzeit-Day of Joy. And that will take you to a link that will give you access to all of the Sadiqim that are on the site. I think that's what you're looking for.
And is there a single page? Well, you say to scan the 72 names, and then you say to scan another page. That's the page I'm looking for. Every week you say scan the 72 names, and then we're supposed to scan something else, and I don't know what that something else is.
That would be the Yartzeit for that day. So
the
you'll
one
find
that you just said.
The one that I just said gives you all of the months, and then within the months, you'll be able to find the day.
So it changes each month or each day?
It changes each day.
Okay. All right. I'm not aware of that. Sorry.
Not a problem.
Okay. I'll try to figure it out.
If you have a problem, give me a call.
All right. Thank you.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa. and the Lama that created the constellation Bozdaim, the scales, which is the astrological sign of Libra. We have just brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we're going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate between the positive aspects and the negative aspects of that creation. Adonai Eloheinu Elohim v'chanun erech apayim v'rav chesed v'emet notze chesed l'alafim notze awon v'chesha v'chata'a v'nakeh. We're now going to read the verses that connect to the energy of the various years, starting with this current year of 5777, the year of the goat, or also known as the year of the wake-up. This verse comes from Lamentation, or Echa in Hebrew, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. This verse of five words, when we take the first letter of each word, we're able to parse it into three Hebrew words. Tzatz, ki, ach. Which translates as appear like brothers. And the final letters of those five words can be permutated into two Hebrew words, gir, yam, which is translated as a sea of tenets. Both of these are very instrumental teachings within the Kabbalah. There is another verse, Joshua chapter 23, verse 8, that has the year spelled out. The year's name is Tafshin Ayin Zion. And in this verse, there are these four letters separated by seven letters each. And as we know, seven is a significant number in Kabbalah, having to do with manifestation, having to do with heaven and earth, having to do with many different concepts. So when we read this verse, we're connecting to the energy of this year through its name. Kim ba'adonai yohei wahei Elohechem tadbaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. Now we're going to connect to the energy of the year 5776 through the two verses, the first of which is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rak ha-kohanim ha-yulimat velo yachlu lehashit et kol ha-olot vayechaskum achechem. Alevim ad gelot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu hakohanim ki alevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute it into seven or eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La La Hei Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Mei Hei 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 Aka A Reka Ha. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Adeyad Ki biya Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Sur Olamim. Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam. Asher yitchabe sham ushatem. Eli El Nahon, Wechalati Item, Wechayim Yeshno, Baretz Vechipasti, Oto Bekol Alfe Yehuda. Job chapter 20, verse 7, the third of the three verses that connect to the energy of the year 5775. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 10 is the one verse that connects to the year 5774, the year that is peace in the Middle East. Wifam ti makom leami li Israel. Untati vishakan, tachta vilo yirgaz, od vilo yosifu, bene avla la'anoto, kasher barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar, from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29, that connects us to the energy of certainty. Hashem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimud Hilu Urchilu Urchimu Beyakta Lishem Yud He Bavav He Beyehuda Shalim Beshem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Vasok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Amatar Taneinan Dekutcha Barichu Kol Madi Aved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Yovada Dikshot Bilet Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledachya Leya Mineya Ulan Haka Beya Kilana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Vikola Itzteri Bialma. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the last verse of the Anabakoth, we say in a whisper, today's class is continuing from last week. It's talking about the Tishrei holidays, the last two, which will be Monday and Tuesday, Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah. They can be found on the row 8 of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The second row from the left will give you the link to the advanced Teshuvah classes. And when you open that up, this particular discussion or teaching is on 6D, the last 3 days of the Hagim, and we scroll down to the location of Shmini Atzeret. Many people consider Shmini Atzeret as the eighth day of Sukkot. Also, since outside of Israel, Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah are celebrated on two separate days, this perception is easy to understand. Yet there is a deeper understanding that makes this understanding incorrect, in my opinion. Shmini translates as eight, while Atzeret is usually translated as assembly or day of assembly, leading to the false understanding mentioned above. Actually, Atzeret comes from the shorish or the root of Atzer, which means to stop, to halt, to detain, to rule, to press, or to squeeze. The idea of assembly comes from the idea of stopping and ruling. It implies an assembly of people is a stopping point that leads to ruling. The sages gave us a metaphor about this holiday. They teach that during the 7 days of Sukkot, all 70 nations participate along with the Jewish nation. That is related to the sacrifices of the 70 bulls that lead to a peaceful world without anti-Semitism. While on this eighth day of assembly, there is only the Jewish world without other nations. The actual metaphor is a king gives a party for 7 days and invites all members of his subjects to attend. On the eighth day, he tells everyone else that the party is over. Go home, while he invites his favorite people to a final party consisting only of them. The true meaning of Shmini Atzeret is only revealed by a study of the differences in the temple sacrifices between this holiday and other holidays. That study is too long to reveal in this email. The true meaning of Shmini Atzeret is the creation of the central column energy, which consists of desire and fulfillment in unity. It is simply rule of the eighth. It is shared only with people who are from the children of Israel, meaning people who follow a spiritual path. There is a special ritual done during the tefillah, the prayer, during this day. It is to transition the prayer from dew to the prayer for rain. There is a link on this page, which I'm not going to read today, but I recommend you read it tomorrow, because it is a consciousness of change from the time when we would request dew as our moisture, as our water, as our well-being, and rain for those same reasons. Simchat Torah. The translation of Simchat Torah is joy or happiness with or of the Torah. It is referred to as dancing with the Torah. What actually happens is seven hakafot, seven circles, are performed with the Torah. The result of these circles is the creation of the central column energy of the year, or the creation of the surrounding life for each person. Remember, we have 10 days of holidays that create the desire to receive for this year of 5777. Then we have 11 days of creation of the fulfillment of these desires. Then we have one day that creates the central column of the upper three sephirot, Shmini Atzeret. And finally, the creation of the surrounding light of fulfillment for each person. This surrounding light is generated through the reading of the last parasha of the Torah and the first parasha of the Torah together. This is the wedding chuppah of the Jewish world, or the children of Israel. This circle of the Torah, the last reading and the first, are all a form of unity. They create a circle that represents the surrounding light. This surrounding light is waiting for each person to transform it during the year by their actions, to transform from surrounding light to inner light. This is the manifestation of Hashem in the physical world. We do this through transforming ourselves. The section of Hoshana Rabbah, where it says day 21, is today. This is the Malchut of Chesed. Shmini Atzeret, as we discussed, is the eighth day of assembly. But it's not the eighth day of Sukkot. And Simchat Torah is dancing with the Torah. It is actually a completion of the Hakafot. This holiday connects to the surrounding light for the whole year. I'm skipping the next section, which is Sukkot Chol HaMoed, because we have already completed that. And I'm scrolling down. Starting to read at the point, almost at the end, where it says Sunday, the seventh day, is known as Hoshana Rabbah, which translates as the large thank you. It is recommended by the Kabbalists to stay up all night this night to check your shadow. And we did that last night here in Atlanta. This is because in the spiritual world, judgment is rendered on Rosh Hashanah and sealed on Yom Kippur and held in abeyance until Hoshana Rabbah, when it is handed to the angels to manifest the judgments in the lives of each individual person during the next year. Therefore, Hoshana Rabbah is the last opportunity to change any negative decree for the coming year. By checking our spiritual shadow, which is really the shadow of the shadow, and it's referred to as Selim Elohim, after midnight, we can determine what areas any negative decree or the effect of those negative decrees, and we can continue to do Teshuvah specifically to change those decrees. This is the source of the custom to read the 150 chapters of Psalms that night, and also the Kabbalists study the Zohar that night, along with the reading of the whole book of Deuteronomy. Returning to the discussion of the Torah, reading from Shabbat Chol HaMoed Sukkot. There are three unusual letters in the reading. These three letters are one of the reasons that the sages chose this reading for Shabbat Chol HaMoed. This reading was what we read yesterday. There's a large nun. There's a large resh. And there is a shin that leads the column, which is unusual since the columns are always read by the vav, except for six, which create a name of healing and other interesting aspects. Most people without these three letters, nun, shin, and resh, spell the word nesher, which is usually translated as eagle. But recently, one of the religious botanists in the world, zoologists in the world, suggests that Nesher is actually a particular vulture that is native to Israel. Most people without Kabbalistic training would not realize that this is one of the creatures in the vision of Ezekiel, and that this creature relates to the central column energy of balance. Understand, in Israel, in biblical times, there was no eagle, but there was this bird known as, called as part of the vulture world, whose purpose was to remove any dead items, for animals or people, from the land of Israel. Death is a highest form of impurity, and by removing that source of impurity, the vulture brings that land of Israel back into balance. The spelling of these of the word Nesher also has the three levels of soul: the Nefesh, the Ruach, and the Neshama. By learning the truth and meditating about this during the reading will keep each human being to keep balance in the world by keeping his own life in balance. Also built into the word eagle, or the vulture, Nesher, is the word Ner, Nun Resh, which means a candle. Thus, by creating this word Nesher in our consciousness, we use the power of fire or passion from the letter Shin to light the candle of our souls to bring us closer to the Creator, which is the cause of meriting balance in our lives. And why does this vulture represent balance? I have explained that. But in the language of branches, as Rabbi Ashlag teaches us, is the only way to actually understand all 70 levels of the Torah. The Zohar, which is the dictionary of the language of branches, reveals that the Nesher, while a non-kosher bird, represents the Shekhinah due to its great love for its children, just as the Shekhinah loves all of the 70 nations. This love of the Nesher for its children is what creates the balance in the world. When we raise and teach our children, sometimes we need to use love and sometimes discipline. Never force or violence, like hitting. Thus we learn from balance on the central column through teaching our children the path of Torah. Will you learn balance during this year? so that we can bring peace to the Middle East and keep peace in the 5774. All it takes is you deciding to change yourself and then implementing that decision. Will you continue to change yourself during this year of 5777? This year of wake up to recognize the illusion of the physical world, to recognize where you have done wrong and make changes so that those wrongs never happen again. I wish you all a wonderful, happy Chag Sameach, a truly joyous completion of the Tishrei holidays. The reason for this short class today is because I was up all night, and I do need to go to sleep. And to that extent, for those of you who didn't stay up, I apologize. But you were included in my consciousness, and so you all benefited from our group that stayed up. Does anyone have any questions? Classes this coming week, on Monday and Tuesday, there are no classes. This is due to the two holidays. On Wednesday at 4:30 Pacific time, there's a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, a session of questions and answers. On Thursday at 4:30 is our advanced reincarnation class. And at 7 o'clock, a Zohar class for the Parasha of Bereshit. We had a class this past Saturday evening for Bereshit. It's a strong class, an important class, and I highly recommend that people check out the recordings, which are now available, or in this particular case will shortly be available, on the website, byeshem.com/recordings.htm. You will find all of our classes on that page as soon as they are available by date. And you can see the recordings that you have interest in and listen to them. Come Saturday, Shabbat Bereshit, we will have a Havdalah third meal at 6 p.m. Pacific time. Then at 7 o'clock, we will have a parashah, a Zohar parashah for the parashah of Noah. A week from today, at 10:30 in the morning, West Coast time, we will have our return to our normal class structure. While it may seem that our normal class structure has been preparing for the holidays, but our normal class structure is designed to deal with the transition into the month of Mar Cheshvan, which will be taking place, I believe it's Tuesday and Wednesday, Monday night, Tuesday and Wednesday. So our Rosh Chodesh connection will be the evening of November 1st. Please confirm that in your email today, because with my being up all night, I don't actually remember the exact date. Are there any questions? I wish you all a wonderful holiday season with 2 days and the opportunity to control our floods on Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom, thanks enough.
Thank you, shalom.